Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for December 2006. This is issue number 261. I'm Fred Bobe, the publisher of the DX Audio Service, and my address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. The cost of a subscription to the DX Audio Service is $28 for U.S. and Canadian members, $40 to Europe and elsewhere. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe, make your checks payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated or log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. You can also sign up to edxn.com and get your DX Audio Service on your computer or iPod player. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just go to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with the PayPal credit card system or contact Wayne Heinen at Post Office Box 473-251, Aurora, Colorado 80047-3251 if you want to pay by check. We've got an interesting DX Audio Service, a lot of muses to catch up on side two, so let's jump right in. Here's Bill Hill.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for December 2006. First of all, as we always do, call letter changes, and we have a few to report. On 1020, WKZE Sharon, Connecticut has changed to WHDD. 1060 KAYR Van Buren, Arkansas has made the change to KOAI. 1170 WWTR Bridgewater, New Jersey, they've made the switch to WJJZ. 1190 WHMT in Humboldt, Tennessee has changed to WLLI. 1220 WKMT Kings Mountain, North Carolina, they've made the switch to WDYT. On 1310 KFLA Scott City, Kansas, they've changed their call sign to KYUL. 1310 WVIP Mount Kisco, New York, their new call WRVP. Down in New Orleans on 1350, WSMB has made the switch to WWWL. 1380 WPCH North Augusta, South Carolina, they've switched to WYNF. 1460 WBKZ Paintsville, Ohio, their new call is WABQ. On 1480 in Irondale, Alabama, WLPH, they've switched to WRLM. 1490, a brand new station in Berlin, New Hampshire, they've taken the call sign of WRTN. 1540, WABQ in Cleveland, they changed to WBKZ, and then a couple of weeks later, they changed to WWGK. 1560, another new station, this one up in Burbank, Washington, they've taken the call of KVAN. And on 1600, the legendary call in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, KCRG has changed to KGYM. Turning now to construction permits, which have taken to the air over the past month. On 660 kHz, WBHR Sauk City, Minnesota, their CP to increase nighttime power to become 10,000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night, U4, is now on the air. 730 WPIC Sharon, Pennsylvania, the CP for a power increase to become 1,300 watts during the day, 58 watts at night, U1, is now on. 740 KKAG Fargo, North Dakota, a new station has been heard testing. Their facilities are 50,000 watts during the day, 940 watts at night, and 7,500 watts during critical hours using three patterns, which would be U7. It's just in time, too, as their three-year CP period expires on December 17th. 940 KNNZ Cedar City, Utah, the CP for 10,000 watts during the day, 39 watts at night, non-directional, is on the air. 950 KTBR Roseburg, Oregon, the construction permit to increase their daytime power to become 3,400 watts during the day, 20 watts at night, all non-directional, now on. 1060 KRCN Longmont, Colorado, their construction permit for U1, 50,000 watts during the day, 111 watts at night, now on. Also on 1060 WIXC Titusville, Florida, their CP for U7, 50,000 watts daytime, 5,000 watts at night, 17,000 watts during critical hours, is now on the air. 1080 WFTD Marietta, Georgia, the CP for D4, 50,000 watts during the day, 30,000 watts during critical hours, now on. 1090 WILD Boston, Massachusetts, the CP for 4,800 watts during the day, 1,900 watts during critical hours, non-directional, is on. 1150 WAVO Rock Hill, South Carolina, their CP for U1, 5,000 daytime watts, 59 watts at night, is now on the air. WHBY 1150 Kimberly, Wisconsin, their CP for 20,000 watts during the day, 25,000 watts at night, U4 is now on. 1170 KCBQ San Diego, California, their CP for 50,000 watts during the day, 2,900 watts, U4 is now on. The day signal comes from four towers, while the night signal emanates from five towers at a different location. 1180 WSQR Sycamore, Illinois, the CP to move to 1180 from 1560 is now on. They have a 900 watts during the day, 1 watt at night, non-directional. I may note that this is the correct power, contrary to reports received here stating otherwise. 1200 WAMB Nashville, Tennessee, the CP to delete their nighttime authorization to become D1, 50,000 watts daytime, 3,800 watts during critical hours, has been granted and now on the air. 1200 CJRJ, Vancouver, British Columbia. This new station is on the air with Punjabi programming. Facilities are U4, 25,000 watts, day and night. Day and night patterns are almost identical, both kidney-shaped toward the northwest. 1230 KZTS, Sunnyside, Washington. The CP to move from 1210 is now on. Their facilities are 700 watts, day and night, non-directional. 1350 WNNG Warner Robins, Georgia. Their construction permit for 15,000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night is on the air. That's U2. 1360 KHNC Johnstown, Colorado. A CP adding one tower to their array in order to increase their nighttime power is on the air. KHNC is now 10,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, U2. 1360 KKOL Seattle, Washington, a construction permit for U4, 50,000 daytime watts, 47,000 watts at night is now on from the new four-tower site, using three during the day and four at night. The day pattern favors the north and northeast, while the night pattern is directed northwest. 1370 WGIV Gastonia, North Carolina, the CP to move here from Pineville, North Carolina, is on. They've got 20,000 watts during the day, 30 watts at night from a new tower, and they're non-directional all hours. 1390 WRIG Schofield, Wisconsin, which is a suburb of Wausau. Their CP to increase their day and night power levels to U4, 10,000 daytime watts, 7,200 watts at night, is now on the air. 1410 KHCH Huntsville, Texas. CP to move to 1410 from 1400 is now on. They've got 250 watts during the day, 87 watts at night, non-directional from a new 198-foot tower. 1450 WHKP, Hendersonville, North Carolina. The CP to decrease their power to become U1, 970 watts day and night, is now on. WHKP added a top-mounted cellular antenna to their tower, adding about 2 feet to the overall height. 1520 WCHE Westchester, Pennsylvania, a CP for D4, 1,000 watts during the day, 500 watts during critical hours, is now on the air. And 1540 KGBC Galveston, Texas, the CP for 2,500 watts during the day, 250 watts at night, U4 is now on. The new daytime pattern is directed mainly to the northeast with a minor lobe to the southeast, while the nighttime pattern remains as previous, a simple kidney-shaped pattern north and south. Some FCC actions. 610 WVBE Roanoke, Virginia has been granted a CP for a power increase to become U4, 10,000 daytime watts, 2,500 watts at night. 790 KBRV Soda Springs, Idaho, a CP has been granted to add night service. When operational, they'll be 5,000 watts during the day, 29 watts at night, all non-directional. On 870 WGHC, Mount Holly, North Carolina, has been granted a CP to move here from 1370 in Clayton, Georgia. Their facilities will be D1, 3,000 watts during the day only. They still have a pending application for D1 6,000 daytime watts and 6,000 watts CH from Mount Holly. That probably will be canceled. 910 WFDF, Farmington Hills, Michigan. CP has been granted for 50,000 watts during the day and 25,000 watts at night. On 1030 KWFA, Tye, Texas, that's a suburb of Abilene. This new station is not yet on the air. They had a CP for 5,000 watts during the day, 370 watts at night, U4, and later requested 5,000 daytime watts, 650 watts at night at Abilene. They later amended the request, reverting the city a license to Tye, and that has been granted. 1100 WZFN, Dilworth, Minnesota. This new station, not yet on the air, has been granted a CP for U2, 50,000 watts during the day, 450 watts at night, 20,000 watts CH. 1130 WEAF, Camden, South Carolina. They've been granted a CP to increase their daytime power and add critical hours operation. Once built and on the air, they'll be U1, 5,000 watts during the day, 7 watts at night, 3,200 watts during critical hours. 1220 WOEG, Hazelhurst, Mississippi. They've been granted a CP to move to the 403-foot tower of WDXO 92.9 in Hazelhurst. And in doing so, they'll have to reduce their power to become U1, 164 watts during the day and 33 watts at night. 1500 WSMX, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. A CP has been granted to reduce power to become 140 watts daytime only non-directional while relocating their transmitter to the WPOL 1340 tower. 1570 KPYK in Terrell, Texas has been granted a CP to increase their daytime power from a new 177-foot tower. When operational, KPYK will be U1, 270 watts during the day and 6 watts at night. 1590 KYNG, Springdale, Arkansas, a CP has been granted for U1, 2500 watts during the day, 50 watts at night, moving to a newly constructed 135-foot tower. Some new stations which have been authorized on 1230 in Presidio, Texas. A CP has been granted for 800 watts during the day, 710 watts at night. Presidio is about 200 miles southeast of El Paso, just inside the U.S. border across the Rio Grande from Ojinaga, Chihuahua. 1370, a new station in Charlestown, Rhode Island. A CP has been granted for U4, 2,500 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night, from three new 190-foot towers. Both patterns are directed to the southeast. New station in Langtree, Texas on 1400. There'll be U1, 1,000 watts day and night from a single 48-foot tower. Imagine that. Langtree is about 60 miles northwest of Del Rio, Texas, right on the Mexican border. And 1450, Comstock, Texas will be getting a new station. U1, 1,000 watts day and night. Some news to use, KIRN 670 in Simi Valley, California. Their CP for 35,000 watts day and night, two different patterns, has been deleted from the FCC's database. They remain U4, 5,000 watts during the day and 3,000 watts at night. WOAP, Owosso, Michigan on 1080, their dismissed application to upgrade to U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 2,500 watts at night, with a change in city of license to Waverly, Michigan, now has been reinstated. 1490 KSYC, Eureka, California. They've been granted a waiver of the FCC rules whereby they can operate from a remote location in Ashland, Oregon. KSYC operates as a non-commercial educational station. And 1600 KUSH, Cushing, Oklahoma. The station was deleted from the FCC's files due to the fact that they did not file for renewal during the allotted time. The owner's illness has been stated as the reason. A special temporary authorization has been requested to operate while the renewal paperwork is filed. Reported to be silent in the past month, KQNM 1100, Milan, New Mexico, WDUF 1120 in Duffield, Virginia, and KYRO in Potosi, Missouri. They're on 1280. Also off the air, KHRA 1460 Honolulu, Hawaii, possibly as a result of the Hawaiian earthquake of October 15. KIKN 1290 Port Angeles, Washington has left the air due to the fact that the owners, Salem Communications, have now put nearby KKOL 1300 in Seattle on the air with a new power upgrade, as we heard previously. Their facilities are U4 50,000 watts during the day, 47,000 watts at night. So you can delete KIKN from your logbooks. Also, Silent is WDAP 1530 Huntington, Tennessee. They've been granted a special temporary authorization to be silent as on September 10th. Lightning struck their facility, damaging the transmitter, which has been sent to the manufacturer for repair. Returning to the air, WMIA 1070 Arecibo, Puerto Rico with Spanish talk, WAMF 1300 Fulton, New York, WCMA 1560 Daleville, Alabama, they've got Southern Gospel, and WPJX 1500 Zion, Illinois with Spanish urban contemporary format, and they're parallel with WEEF 1430. Fines this past month, WEGA Baja Vega, Puerto Rico on 1350 has been fined $15,000 for a variety of infractions, including failure to properly enclose one of their towers, failure to maintain public inspection file, and for operating at night using day power and pattern. Well, my thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Perry Crable, Bill Dvorak, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, Ken Anas, Shuck, Huckin Sunman, and Radio World Online for items used this month. Best wishes to all for a joyous holiday season. We'll see you next year. It's time to take you all to the radio room of John Bowker for the next installment of the Travelogue on 970 kHz. We now leave our studios. National
Radio Club. Well, thanks once again, Bill, and hello, everybody. Welcome to the Travelogue, and I hope you had a good Thanksgiving and that you're looking forward to the holiday season that's right around the corner. Now, today we're going to be continuing our travels across the country with our dials locked at 970 a.m. We're going to start at the central part of Mississippi, just outside the state capital, and we're going to follow the river of that name all the way up north, and we'll be crossing over into the great western part of the country, too, during today's session. This first station operates with 1,000 watts in the daytime, has a very low power at night, but the interesting thing is that, one, it's only about 7 or 8 miles just east of the state capital of Jackson, Mississippi, and it simulcasts with a 10,000-watt station just 30 miles to its east. The only problem is that 10,000-watt station in Forest is not on the air at night. So it's a kind of an interesting duopoly sort of thing there where they're simulcasting during the day, and one wonders exactly how that's all working out. So what do you say we tune in? This recording we're about to play you goes back only 3 years to 2003. Ron Gitshire was in Jackson, picked up this recording of the Brandon, Mississippi station as we begin the December 2006 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
WRKN Brandon, Jackson, serving all of central Mississippi. You're listening to AM 970.
It's time for the Church News Broadcast, a public service of WRKN Gospel 97.
You know, it's pretty obvious that station doesn't have really bad audio, you can tell. But wouldn't you think they'd spend another $20 or $30 on the microphone they use for the ID so it doesn't sound like a tin can? Well, I don't know. We're going to take a big jump geographically now and go up into Tennessee, over toward the eastern half of Tennessee, in fact, where just northeast of Chattanooga, there are three cities that have joined their radio stations, and they all simulcast. We picked up the 970 station in Spring City, Tennessee.
Ludlow Fortune and his friends are heard here on WBAC Cleveland, WDNT Dayton, and WXQK Spring City. Now, news from CNN, brought to you by Davis Heating and Air Conditioning on Guthrie Avenue in Cleveland.
CNN Radio News. I'm Harry Beadle.
And you are listening to Spring City, Tennessee. Okay, we move a little further north now, right down in the corner of Kentucky, the southeast corner, right bordering Virginia, mountains, lots of small towns. We come to Harlan, Kentucky. Now, they're on the air day and night, 5,000 watts during the day with gospel programming.
Word of God said, and the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, and the horn of my salvation.
Salem Radio News is next on WFSR 970 AM. Calling Kentucky,
mama,
solid gospel.
She can't take me through. My wife, she can't take me through. But Jesus, I'm the rock of my strength.
Well, okay. Now we're going to stay in the state of Kentucky for these next three. In fact, we go all the way up to the Ohio River. That's the northern boundary of Kentucky around Louisville, where we have three stations. The first one takes us all the way back to the early 1980s.
Your chance to register to win the prize of the day in the 12 days of Christmas is coming up next hour here on Wave 970 WAVG Louisville. NBC News. Good morning. I'm Gary Nott.
And then in 1999, we made our annual trek south on I-65 from Indiana right through the big city once again.
Before Kevin Barker bats, let's pause for identification. With a score 4-1 Columbus, you're listening to Louisville River Bats Baseball on News 970 WLKY Radio.
The new home of Louisville River Bats Baseball. This is News 970 WLKY Louisville.
Glad you're with us from Cooper Stadium tonight here in Columbus.
And our most recent recording of 970 in Louisville was made in 2003.
Dennis Prager, weekdays at noon on AM 970 WGTK, the talk of Louisville. We are the talk of Louisville. AM 970 WGTK Louisville, a service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Jennifer Barreco in Washington.
Okay, we're going to be moving our Travelog microphones up to the northeast corner of Ohio now, where we have a 5,000-watt daytime, 1,000 watts at night station, with some of the most traveled call letters in American radio.
You're on the air on TalkBack, weekday mornings on WFUN, Ashtabula. It's 1 o'clock. Here's Linda V with 97 News.
Thank you, Nancy. The tax abatement program no longer exists in Ashtabula.
Sounds like political chicanery to me. Well, we're going to be moving south in the state of Ohio, down to the home of Ohio University, where we find the city of Athens has a station operating at 970 on the dial day and night.
Folk singer Burl Ives has died. The prosecution in the O.J. Simpson trial tries to revive one of its witnesses. An earthquake rattles Texas and New Mexico. Good morning, I'm Mitchell Krause for Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup.
I think it's interesting to leave news lead-ins like that where several things happened all the same day. It kind of keeps things in perspective. In fact, unbeknownst to, I guess, many of you at all, I have an enormous collection of old newspapers. And I notice as I display them here at various shows that people are most noticing not only the disaster of the big headline, that's why I collected a particular newspaper, but also to see what else happened that same day and to read the ads on page 3, 4, and 5. It's kind of interesting how it all snaps together from time to time. Okay, we're going to go up into the southern part of Michigan next on our travelogue.
You're in tune to Radio 970, WKHM AM and FM in Jackson, Michigan. Good morning. Currently 68 in the city. Barb Smith with the 970 News Summary.
Yes, WKHM. You know, that's one of the more interesting stations to me. We used to camp right near Jackson, and I don't know why they even bothered to hire local announcers. They've got, what, 6 networks? They've got motor racing. They've got 2 racing networks. Automobile racing. They got the ABC network. They got Rush Limbaugh, and 6 networks. They don't need any local announcers. Now, if you go further north in Michigan, way, way up north across the Mackinac Bridge, you come to what is known as the Upper Peninsula, Except if you say the words Upper Peninsula, it means you're a stranger. It's the UP. Everybody knows that. And one of the major cities on the UP is the city of Ishpeming. Let's go back to the late 1970s for this next cut.
WUPY, WMQT, Ishpeming, 6 o'clock p.m., and music from Rick Springfield.
And Mark Strickert was up that way as recently as 1989.
A vision for Upper Michigan. This is AM 97, WMBN, Ishpeming, Marquette.
Okay, we'll move now to the state of Illinois and go right down to the state capital.
7 o'clock now at Hot Talk 970 WMAY Springfield. Radio Tradio's on the way at 8. At 9 o'clock, we'll have more open phone lines. At 10 o'clock, Let's Talk Real Estate. At 11 o'clock, it's Let's Talk Cars. But stick around because we've got open phones just right after the news. It's just minutes away. You can start dialing now just to keep in practice and then be on the air with us here in just a few moments. Right now, news time, 7 o'clock, Hot Talk 970 WMAY.
I'm Jim Ryan.
Well, okay, Jim. Now, ladies and gentlemen, of all the radio broadcast stations on the AM dial in the United States, it has always been my contention that this next station has been the most poorly treated, and I don't know why. Certainly, if you go back in time, during World War I, now that was in the period 1916, 17, 18, there was only one radio broadcast station on the air in the United States. And it was only on the air to serve the sailors at the Great Lakes Naval Training Station. And that station is this next one you're going to hear. Now, the reason I think they were mistreated is that the commission over the years, FCC, has permitted other stations to come on and crowd them down so that this premier station is now virtually a daytimer. 5,000 watts during the daytime, 51 watts at night. I know they rely on their FM station and an expansive network throughout the state of Wisconsin. And there's no way on the travelogue I can give them due credit for what they've done. We'll get Mark Durenberger to do a whole story on them sometime. But with that, we take you to the stately voice of Madison, Wisconsin.
This is WHA on the campus of the University of Wisconsin in Madison, celebrating 50 years of educational broadcasting.
From Great Hall of the Memorial Union in Madison, the state stations now invite you to join in the observance of the 50th anniversary of the beginning of broadcasting by the University of Wisconsin.
Oh, and if you ever get to Madison, Wisconsin, be sure to go to the building where WHA's studios are located. It's a museum of broadcasting right down below Bascom Hall on the university campus. You can't miss it. And with that, we will repeat our bidding of very best wishes from Linda and me for the holiday season that's coming up for us all. And now it's time for Mark Durenberger. We'll talk to you next year sometime. Bye-bye for now.
National Radio Club.
Thank you, John. Mark Durenberger here. Part two of an ongoing series as we pulled in the wires at our DX Audio Service location, the Great Big Desert Beverage site in eastern Utah. We did our last recordings in March 2006, just before we pulled the plug and made the move back to Minnesota. This report is a series of broadcasts which will bring you what we heard exactly as we heard it on the former 1A and 1B clear channels. Last month, we left off at 700. We were doing some phasing. We've got a long way to go, so let's get going with, strangely enough, 710. That's another 1B frequency. Out here, there are several stations. Early in the afternoon, while the path was still not working from the west, we pointed our radios toward Denver and Kansas City and waited for KNUS to fade out for a bit. And we were rewarded with a rare catch for this listening post.
1-800-600-7699. Kansas City, and the talk of the nation. Well, KKMO, Kansas City's News and Talk Radio.
Thousands of students are on the march in central U.S. cities.
It's very unusual for 710 to open up like that to the east, when you remember that our wire is looking right at Denver's 710 towers. But there again, the vagaries of propagation. Now, if we connect the wire to be open to the west only, both California stations on 710 will come up about equally. See what you think.
Your chance to win Clipper tickets,
for more about
Sammy Hagar tickets,
Tabasco,
Delker DVDs, it's on coming up the BS here
GameStop's
on ESPN Radio 710.
Ireland's going down.
You're listening to
Los Angeles and Orange County Sports Leader.
Sacramento, a service of Salem.
An historic matchup in the NFL at 4 o'clock. I'm Mark Thomason, brought to you by Bank of America. For the first time in league history, two brothers will oppose each other.
Now remember, this is mid-afternoon, and Los Angeles is more than 600 miles distant. Interestingly, this is cocktail party chat for you. Both Denver and Carmichael on 710 are owned by Salem Communications. So when you hear the lady saying, a service of Salem Communications, as we just heard, you might make the wrong call. But if you play the tape again, you'll also hear her saying, way in the background, Carmichael, Sacramento. Try it. Now, we cleverly waited for the 15-minute window between pattern change time in Los Angeles and switch time in Carmichael. Carmichael came up with Los Angeles well in the background.
History, two brothers starting quarter.
And so I would like today to take a look at this subject and see just where it does stand. Dr. Gould, Stephen J. Gould.
Interesting, because KSPN on 710, a station with so much heritage behind it from the golden days of radio, still must drop to 10,000 watts at sunset. It points its signal due south, away from Carmichael and Cairo in Seattle, and, not coincidentally, our listening post here in the Utah desert. And finally, before we roll off of 710, it seems Cairo will never be one of our reported catches here. It's just too far off the line of sight of our long wires. And yet, ironically, I'll bet we could do it with a loop antenna. But that's for another report. Loyal listeners know there are some channels out here that are terrific demonstrations of the east-west properties of this marvelous long-range beverage antenna. Here, listening from the east on 720, kind of what you'd expect from Chicago. However, remember, WGN is 1,150 miles away.
Why do you constantly bring me Gonzaga out of the YMCA League on the West Coast? Please! George Mason, congrats to them. That still doesn't mean the mid-majors are coming tra-la, tra-la. This is the voice of Chicago, 720 WGN Chicago, a Tribune broadcasting station. Rob Hart's in the newsroom.
Light rain, 40 degrees at O'Hare, cloudy skies tomorrow. Chicago's full forecast is coming up, our top story.
We armed the western antenna by switching to it. Look what happens. You'll hear WGN in there, then you'll hear us throw the antenna to the west only.
And I just hope they can get back on track, for everyone's sake.
Fallmeyer says she will replace the two jurors with alternates.
Radically simple.
eLoan is an equal housing lender. Terms and conditions may apply. See eLoan.com for details.
KDWN Las Vegas.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation.
Only with the beverage. And so much for 720. We hope you're enjoying this series of broadcasts, the Great Big Desert Beverage Project. To get here, we take Interstate 70, some, I don't know, 40 minutes, I think, west of our former Grand Junction, Colorado home. Make a right turn at the Cisco exit. We head north for 5.5 miles or so, and increasingly the road gets narrower and narrower until we're finally on two ruts, driving off what's left of the road and heading up onto a hill where the top of our beverage antenna is located. The wire stretches east on electric fence posts that are about 5 feet high, and the wire is strung across the top of these fence posts in a direction that is about 70 degrees off of true north. So from this location, probably looking at Lima, Ohio, or perhaps New York City. The other end of the wire is a long way away, and for years out here, we used to walk this. Until I finally figured out that if I didn't mind having to take my car into the car wash every couple of days, we could probably drive it. And we do that now, and it sure makes life a lot easier. But there's no one around. There's no water. There's no services. No noise. Nothing but wildlife. And, of course, the two-legged wildlife behind this microphone. Let's get back to work here. 740, of course, is the Canadian clear. And out here, KCBS San Francisco is the big gun, but their signal goes north and south along the coast, primarily heading down toward Los Angeles. But there are a couple of secondary signals out here. Notably, nearby Cortez, Colorado can stand up and be counted. We're just not that far away. So we open the receiver on 740, only to hear it destroyed by IBOC hash. From 750 in Price, Utah. Listen now. We'll start at 740, so you'll hear the IBOC hash. Then we'll move the Sony 2010 to 750, so you can tell it's actually Price itself.
Owner and the Bin Laden family certainly went on family trip.
Let me do that again. Same thing.
And the Bin Laden family certainly went on family trip.
Okay, we were on 740. That's where you heard the hiss. And then we went up to 750 for a moment, and you heard the Price station main carrier that was generating the IBOC hiss. And you know, Cortez, Colorado is but a handful of miles from here, and yet they can no longer be heard. I wonder how they feel about it. Mid-afternoon, and all is normal on 750 itself, KOAL Price, Utah, melting the insulation on the antenna wire. And then after dark on 750, another rare catch and welcome for us out here at our lonely desert outpost. The mouth from the south, the voice of Atlanta comes rolling through. You'll hear it, however, beating a little bit with Grand Island's nighttime signal. But this is great for us. WSB Atlanta.
Hurry in today because the 39-cent color copy sale is for a limited time. To find the store nearest you, visit the upsstore.com. Valid at participating locations. Some restrictions may apply. See stores for details. The UPS store is independently owned and operated.
This is the station Atlanta turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. News Talk 750, Atlanta's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
9 o'clock, Tom Pelosi at the WSB 24-Hour News Center. WSB's top story. This hour's breaking news out of Washington, where Lynn Nofziger, former president, press secretary, and political advisor to President Reagan, has died at the age of 71. No further details are known at this time.
WSB on 750, as we heard it the night of March 27th, 2006. 760, like 750, is another former 1A clear channel. And this may be a first for us out here on our desert reports. As the path to the west begins to come alive, we catch KFMB San Diego. They were still on day power. And if you recall, KFMB San Diego is one of those stations that flips power to high at night. At local sunset, they go to 50 kilowatts, protecting, of course, Detroit, so the signal goes out over the ocean. When we heard them, they were non-directional 5 kilowatts, more than 600 miles from our ground rods.
We tell you about it. We talk about it. Rick Lobby, Bill O'Reilly, John Hennedy, Michael Savage. This is Talk Radio 760, KFMB, San Diego.
CBS News. I'm Harley Collins. Immigration's a sensitive issue. As President Bush said today, immigrants built this country. In Los Angeles, immigrants worry about a house proposal, and they protest against it.
We don't have them same rights.
In Washington, D.C.
They shouldn't do that. And first of all, finish to see that. They're many Hispanics. We are not good enough.
760 to the east is always tough with Denver in the way, but at night we can let Skywave play its lovely games, and sometimes a signal farther away, say maybe about 1,300 miles away, can come sneaking through.
From the Golden Tower of the Picture Building, this is the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, where you hear Mitch Albom, afternoons 3 to 6, News Talk 760.
And that is part two of our Great Big Desert Beverage Report, the last recordings made in the Utah desert. I'm Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. We pop in here, along with all the other contributors, every month or so, and we hope you're finding this of some interest as we scan the band one last time from this terrific beverage antenna location. We'll continue to share our results in coming months, and we'll see you in 30 days. Till then, happy holidays and good listening, DXers.
Hello, DXers. Ken Anischuk here on Lockport, Illinois, outside Chicago, my new home. So let me get right into it. The Atlanta Hawks on 790 WQXI in a network with Steve Holman. When Georgia Tech is on, they move to 102.5 WAMJ. The Boston Celtics on 680 WRKO with Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell in a network. Charlotte Bobcats, 106.1 WNMX, licensed to Waxhaw, and 570 WDTF Charlotte in the network. Chicago Bulls have moved to 105.9 WCKG, plus about a 24-station network with Neil Funk and Bill Wennington, and Spanish 1200 WLXX. Cleveland Cavaliers remain 33 years, 1100 WTAM, and the great Joe Tate. The Dallas Mavericks remain on English 103.3 KESN in Allen, Texas, with Brad Davis and Chuck Cooperstein in a network in Spanish 1270 KFLC. Denver Nuggets 950 KKFN with Jerry Schemmel in a network. Detroit Pistons 1130 WDFN with George Blaha, Rick Mahorn, and Kelly Tripucka. Golden State Warriors out of Oakland on 680 KNBR with Tim Roy. The Houston Rockets, 610 KILT with Gene Peterson and Jim Foley. Indiana Pacers remain on 1070 WIBC in a network with Bob Leonard and Mark Boyle. Los Angeles Clippers on 1150 KTLK with Michael Smith and Matt Pinto. And games that are not on TV, Ralph Lawler comes in. The L.A. Lakers remain on Extra Sports 570 KLAC with Spiro Ditas and Michael Thompson. The Memphis Grizzlies, one of the few teams on FM, on 103.5 WRBO in Como, Mississippi, with Sean Tuohy and a partner. The Miami Heat on 610 WIOD with Mike Inglis. And Spanish 1140 WQBA, Jose Pineda. Minnesota Timberwolves are on FM also, 106.1 KLCI in suburban Princeton, with Chad Hartman and Billy McKinney in a network. The Milwaukee Bucks remain on 620 WTMJ with Ted Davis and home games with Dennis Krause in the network. New Jersey Nets, 660 WFAN with Chris Carino and Tim Capstraw. Next, the New Orleans, Oklahoma City Hornets. In Oklahoma City, they will be on a new station, X1000, now on 94.7 KHBZ, called The Buzz. And in New Orleans, on 1280 WODT and 99.5 WRNO, with Sean Kelly and Jerry Valencourt. The New York Knicks on 1050 WEPN, with Gus Johnson, John Andreessi, and Spencer Ross, Spanish 1280 WADO. Orlando Magic, 580 WDBO, with Richie Adebato, Dennis Newman, Spanish 1030 WONQ. Philadelphia 76ers, 610 WIP, with Tom McGinnis and Todd McCullough, who's retired because of an illness. The Phoenix Suns on 620 KTAR, Al McCoy and Tim Kempton, Spanish 1400 KSUN, Portland Trailblazers on 750 KXL, and a network with Brian Wheeler and Antonio Harvey, and I believe on Spanish 1150 KXMG. The Salt Lake City, Utah Jazz on 1320 KFNZ with Rod Hundley. The San Antonio Spurs on 1200 WOAI with Bill Schoening, Spanish 1350 KCOR. The Sacramento Kings on 1140 KHTK and a network, Gary Gerold and Jim Cosimore, and Spanish 99.9 KRCX. The Seattle Supersonics were recently purchased by a group based in Oklahoma City and will keep the team in Seattle. And they also have a new station, too, 770 KTTH, which used to be the old KXA years ago, remember? With Kevin Calabro. The Toronto Raptors on Raptors 590 CJCL with Chuck Swirsky. And finally, the Washington Wizards on 980 WTEM with Dave Johnson. And before I go, I want to thank the two DXers who called to tell me the New York Islanders will be on 1130 WBBR, and also the caller from Evansville, Indiana, also. And on another tape in the future, I'm going to play the phone call when Fred Winston called in WGN Radio Chicago when Lyle Dean retired recently after a long career. And WLS, KWFYR, WGN, and the old KOIL in Omaha. So, for the DX Audio Service, Ken Anischuk reporting, happy holidays, talk to you again soon. Bye-bye for now.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two.
Tell old Santa what's on my mind. Lord, I got to tell old Santa what is on my mind. Well, I know I've been a good boy. Now it's getting Christmas time. Worked so hard for my baby. Don't know why she went away. Worked hard for my baby. Don't know why she went away. All I ask you, Santa, make me glad on Christmas Day. Santa Claus, Mr. Santa Claus,
listen to my plea. Don't bring me nothing for Christmas but my baby back home to me.